Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
I'm Michael R., the narrator for this wonderful audio drama. I want to drop the announcer voice for a moment and talk to you about supporting Boom and Observer Pictures. Here's the thing. This show exists because of you, the listener. And supporting us through Patreon will help ensure that we always give you the best quality show we can. Besides just being a way to express your appreciation, being a patron gets you access to exclusive episodes and merchandise, discounts at the Teespring shop, peeks behind the scenes, I love those, and a whole lot more. And it all starts at just $2 a month. So please, visit boom.observerpictures.com, click on Become a Member, and join Patreon today. Now, here's the show. Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast, written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 15, Almost.
I'm not taking these anymore.
Good afternoon, Porter. Would you close the door, please?
Yeah, hi. I'm not taking these anymore.
We already discussed this. You cannot just quit. You have to slow...
Whatever. I don't care. I'm not taking these anymore. I almost killed Myra.
What? Please, sit down. Porter, please, have a seat. Relax. It's very difficult to have a conversation when you're so agitated.
I'm not having any problem talking.
I'll wait. Now, you just said you almost killed Myra. Please elaborate.
Myra and Dax decided that we should all have a... should all take a day trip on King's Bluff. That's in Clarksville. There's some good climbing there. It's beautiful. But anyway, they thought that I could... that it'd be good for me, you know? But then Allie brought Luke, which means she didn't listen to me. I told her she didn't need to see him anymore.
Let's stay focused.
Yeah, sorry. I thought if I took the Ativan that I could get through it. I've never had any problems before, not on the full dose even, so I figured with a lower dose, I just needed to calm down and I fucked up. I messed up. I'm sorry. I know you don't like the language.
It's fine. It's possible to function on the medication, but you also need to be responsible. If you let someone know that you've taken it, they can be alert and make sure you're doing all right.
Well, I didn't tell anybody, and I thought I was fine. I was fine. He distracted me. No, it was him and the meds. She slipped, and I wasn't ready. My balance was off, and then she fell farther than I thought she should have. She hit the rocks really hard.
Is Myra all right?
She broke her arm. She got a little beat up, but she seemed okay. Oh, God. And when she screamed, I completely lost it.
What do you mean she seemed okay?
When I left the hospital, she was asleep and she was resting.
When did this happen?
Last week.
Have you spoken to Myra since it happened?
No.
Have you thought about speaking to Myra since it happened?
Every day.
What's stopping you from calling her, from going to see her?
Didn't you hear me? I almost killed her.
Porter, you did not almost kill her. An unfortunate accident happened, and she was hurt.
An accident that would not have happened if I had... if I would have been 100%, which I can't be if I'm on these.
We'll cut your dose again. You'll be completely off in the next 2 weeks.
No. I'm off now.
Porter, please understand that stopping abruptly can be worse than what happens when you're on the medication. Please, let's do it my way.
Fine.
Now, let's talk more about Myra. You need to speak with her, preferably in person. If you love her, and I know you love her, you need to be present. She needs to know that you're still part of her life.
What if she doesn't want me to be?
Well, that's something you need to find out. In person. Has she tried contacting you?
She sent me a text this morning, asking me if I was all right.
Did you respond?
Sort of. I sent a thumbs up emoji.
I'm sorry. You sent your fiancé a thumbs up emoji. Do you believe that was the best approach?
Better than not responding at all, right?
Barely. Tell me why you don't want to talk to Myra.
I already told you. I almost killed her.
Porter, you didn't. Please understand that. It was an accident. Tell me why you don't want to talk to Myra.
I'm afraid I'll mess up again. I'm afraid I can't protect her.
It was an accident, Porter. I'm sure she knows it was.
Not from that. There are other things I'm afraid I can't protect her from. I couldn't protect Genevieve. I don't think I did everything I could.
But what else could you have done, Porter?
A lot of things, Dr. Abbott. A lot of things. There's stuff I haven't... Never mind.
There's stuff you haven't... What?
I said never mind.
That's fine. That's fine. Whenever you're ready to tell me. But know that I cannot fully help you unless you trust me. You do trust me, don't you, Porter?
I do. You're one of the few people in the world I do trust.
Then let me help you. When you're ready, of course.
I found out something. Something that's really changed my outlook the last few weeks. The last few weeks. I think it's changed my outlook, period. I'm not the same person anymore. Everything I say in here is confidential, right?
Unless you're about to hurt yourself or somebody else.
No, it's nothing like that. Exactly. I was being truthful when I said you're one of the few people I do trust. I have a lot of trouble with that sometimes, and these last few weeks, I'm really questioning what trust is.
Nearly an hour later, Porter walks out of Dr. Abbott's office building. He stares at the text message from Myra, willing himself to just write something, anything. He finally types.
How was your session?
Holy shit. What are you doing here?
I was just in the neighborhood. Happened to see you coming out, so this is where you go to get better, huh? Have you told her about me?
I didn't say anything about it.
You sure? I mean, I would understand.
I said I didn't say anything.
I know. I heard you, man. I don't know if I believe you, though.
Look, Luke, I haven't told anyone. I swear, I haven't. I swear.
Well, of course you're gonna say that, man. I'd say that, too. By the way, Myra's doing okay. Not that you'd really know. You haven't been around for a couple of days. But I've been there. She's doing good. The pain doesn't seem too bad. Maybe you should give her a call. Check on her.
Don't touch her.
Porter. What kind of a person do you think I am? Well, gotta get going. See you soon.
Music City Computers, we make your computers sing. Yes, he is available. I can get him out within the hour. Of course. Not a problem. Thank you. Porter, you're up. Miller office has some sort of virus.
Oh, Dan, Connie usually takes software.
Not today, lazy man. I'm out early.
They specifically requested you anyway. And I promised within the hour. So get a move on.
Enjoy Belmead. At least it's a nice drive.
Whatever.
After nearly 90 minutes of troubleshooting, Porter finally makes some headway on the office virus. He's frustrated because he normally works faster than this, and usually alone. Today, the front desk clerk has been hovering over his shoulder for a majority of the time.
Shouldn't be too much longer if there's something you need to be doing.
Nope. This kind of stuff fascinates me. I actually went out with this guy a couple nights ago who was all into this computery stuff. How did you learn it all?
Just a lot of school.
College?
Yeah.
How much longer, you think?
Another 10 minutes, maybe. It was from an email, one you forwarded, in fact, to the whole office.
Oh.
There was a virus in it.
Shit. Is that gonna get me in trouble?
Probably not. It was made to look like it was from a client, but it was somebody trying to hack the system. It failed, though.
That's good. I can't lose this job.
Well, I'm done.
I thought you said 10 minutes.
Guess I was wrong. But that's good, right?
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, then. I'll write up the service order. Who is it?
It's me. Hi, mister.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I got your text. I miss you too. Can I come in?
Yeah, sure. Come on in. Do you want something to drink or anything?
No, I'm good. How have you been?
I'm sorry about not calling you. I'm sorry about your arm. I'm sorry about everything.
Be quiet, all right? And be gentle. My arm still hurts. Good morning.
Yes, it is.
You slept well?
Of course I did. You're pretty agile for a woman with a full cast on her arm.
My brothers always said I adapted athletically.
Did you just bring up your brothers in my bedroom?
Sorry.
It's okay. Besides, I'm the one who should be apologizing.
I'm thinking we're all right now.
No. I shouldn't have waited so long. I did one stupid thing and then followed it up with more stupid. I'm sure Dax told you about the Ativan.
Yeah. But it was still just an accident. And I'm fine. Like you said, I'm doing pretty well with this thing.
I just want to be able to protect you.
Porter, I'm pretty good at protecting myself.
I know. That's not what I meant. I mean, I love you. And I don't want you to ever get hurt.
Mister, please stop beating yourself up over it. All right? I'll heal. Just don't you dare avoid me like that again.
I swear. Never again.
Good. Now, I don't have to be at work until 10 today.
I don't have to be at work at all.
Well, what are we gonna do with this morning?
Shit.
Expecting someone?
Yeah, it might be Anna. She's supposed to get the last of her stuff sometime today. Don't go anywhere. Anna, I gave you a key for a reason. You're not Anna.
No, Mr. Owens, I'm not. It's been a long time.
Rebecca Haley.
Detective, if you don't mind.
Rebecca, what brings you to my door at such an early hour?
I'm gonna need you to get dressed, Mr. Owens.
Why is that?
Porter, what's going on?
The hazardous devices unit.
The what?
The bomb squad defused a bomb this morning, and we would like to speak to you down at the station.
Shit.
I believe you'd prefer to wear pants for that.
Join us again next week for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Melinda Paul as Myra, Brian Irwin as Luke, Theron Womack as Dr. Abbott, Wendy Keeling as Detective Haley, Peter Aylward as Dan, Paige DeLosier as Connie, Beth Hall as Heather, and me, Michael R., as the narrator. Season 2 was recorded at Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Production sound, Carl Huber. Assistant directors, Amanda Lorraine and Van Donnell. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Script supervisor, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Ryan Allen. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and consider giving us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information on the show, including a full list of cast and crew, and where to find us on social media, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.